For many of us, the holiday season is a time to spend with family, of being surrounded by love everywhere, but not for everyone. For many people also, the holidays can be a time of incredible loneliness. There are two groups of people in the spiritual life that are incredibly abandoned, that if you console them, as well as people living here on earth, it will be incredibly fruitful in your spiritual life. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into this. No one is more abandoned than Jesus on the cross, even physically. Who was he surrounded by? Only the Blessed Mother, Mary Magdalene, John, a few others. The rest are gone. All the people that he had healed, served, and taught, and drove demons out of, and done all these incredible things for, where were they now? They weren't anywhere to be seen. All of us as Catholics and Christians should place ourselves at this place of abandonment. And it is amazing that in prayer, we can travel back in time, and what we offer to him, the intentions that we offer to console him in that moment, he takes as if applied to him back then. It's not just the people that were living at the time of Jesus. They get to participate and share in the life of Jesus. We do also through prayer. And that abandonment in his most painful moment of crucifixion is the same feeling that the souls in purgatory experience every single moment that they are in purgatory. He is going through their crucifixion, and so we run away. They are, so to speak, being crucified and completely abandoned by family members, possibly even the church at times. And think of the parallels. Both are about to go to the Father. They are in their last moment of agony, arguably the most important moment of their lives. And we should be there consoling both of them. And certainly when we console the souls in purgatory that are most abandoned, we console Christ himself. And at that judgment scene, what will he say? What you did to the least of these, you have done to me. So if you are someone that has been abandoned during this holiday season, if you are someone that's experiencing this intense loneliness, console Jesus and the souls in purgatory with your own abandonment. One of the greatest things that we can do with pain and with sadness and with these types of feelings is to bring it to others that have experienced it as well, to share it with them. And in that community, we find what we're looking for. And especially we find someone that deeply understands us. No one understands your abandonment more than Jesus. He feels it because he felt it, but he also feels it because he holds you in existence. His heart literally feels every last drop of feeling that goes through you, especially the negative ones. They are all too present to him. Bring it to him and bring it to them. He will console you, you will console them, and they will be our eternal reward. Their friendship in heaven, where we will never be abandoned. We will be surrounded in superabundance with their love and gratitude. My friends, God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.